On today's podcast, Cesar Leo's podcast, that is, we want to talk about long-distance relationships. We want to talk about if it really works. We want to talk about if it's worth it. I must say that I've actually had a chance to experience that myself. I'm actually currently going through my very first quote-unquote long-distance relationship. And I must tell you that it's not easy. It's a situation where, let's just cut straight to the chase. You're emotionally connected to somebody, but you're not physically there. But your body needs physical attention. So what you gonna do? You're gonna find a girlfriend. The same way you're gonna find a girlfriend is the same way your girl, who's on the other side of the world, is gonna find a boyfriend. You know, just a Mr. Right Now. Someone to just scratch the itch that's been itching for a while. You know, and the truth of the matter is, are you gonna be okay knowing that your girl is getting smashed but still really caring about you and really trust you? Just accept the fact that you guys are in separate places and you just, you know, go ahead and date who you're gonna date as long as you're emotionally connected to me, or maybe you just don't want to find out the truth. See, someone like myself, I want to find out the truth, the cold, hard, bloody truth. I want to know if I'm being played. I want to know if it's something that I'm able to forgive and let go. And as long as our hearts and minds are in the right places, if we can last long. Because sometimes you might actually meet a girl that's actually worth it. It's actually worth the wait. Or a guy that's actually worth the wait. And it's just a matter of time and space, you know. Or sometimes you might meet people who are just not worth it. They seem worth it, but they're just full of games. They're just whoring around and always asking for money to send or something like that, you know. So it's different situations like that, you know. In my case, I feel like I have a girl that is somewhere in Europe. I'm in America. I've been talking to her since she was in Africa and I was in America. She now, you know, went to Europe and she's doing okay. However, you know, I haven't yet seen her. I haven't really seen her in 2 years. I was supposed to see her, but some things happened. I just couldn't make it in 2 years. I haven't seen her. So should I really be upset if I now find out that she actually has some guy that's scratching her coochie, you know, because the coochie's itching and it needs to be scratched. Should I be upset? After all, I'm doing the same thing too. And I knew I should have found out, I should have gotten the scope sooner, because, you know, sometimes she asks me if I'm sleeping with other women and stuff like that. And I'm like, why are you asking me that kind of question? Like, I don't really want to answer that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I just want to know what you guys think, how you guys feel about the topic. Please feel free to leave a message, get back to me. Let's conglomerate and talk about this as men and women and figure out what's healthy. One thing I do know that's healthy is forgiveness. I know that without forgiveness, nobody would be here. If you're not able to give somebody a second chance, then what is life really all about? Because at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. Everybody's always searching. Everybody's just trying to better themselves. And no matter how perfect we try to be, we can never be as perfect as the one true mighty, you know? So we should always just try our best to work things out. Because if you're not having issues with one person, you're going to have an issue with somebody else. And it's not with that other person, it's going to be with somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, so on and so forth. So are you going to keep on humping around like Chris Cross and Bobby Brown and House of Pain? You're not going to keep jumping around, you know what I'm saying? You have to, at a point in time, you have to see who is worth fixing situations with and try your possible best to fix the situation, keep everything steady and strong, and keep it moving. Until the next time, you know, it's going to be the Young Buzz Don Cesar Leo, man. I'm going to be checking out for now. Come up with a fresh topic. Every day we're going to be talking about something fresh and new. You feel me? Also, we're going to talk about music. We're going to know who's the hottest rapper out there, hottest Afrobeat artist out there, dancehall artist, R&B, and all that good, you know what I'm saying? All that good shit. So, yo, until then, smoke good, eat good, live good, pray good. Bless.